Well, I think you try to do the best job you can to, if you were out at practice, I mean, we were cranking that music pretty heavily. So really just trying to make it a little bit harder than the game for our players, because if they can operate in the toughest of conditions, then you got confidence that they'll be able to go out there on Sunday and get it done as well. But that communication is going to be, it's going to be pivotal to our success on Sunday.
Do you guys think you're pretty used to kind of those environments, or is this one just maybe a little bit different from what you guys are used to?
Yeah, I think it's the mindset of we're only concerned about the guys in our locker room, and I think it's always a great challenge when you go out on the road, and so you know, we're looking forward to that challenge this weekend.
Anything in particular you'd like to see Jared do in terms of taking the next step, if you will, in his development?
Yeah, well, I think first and foremost, this is it's a pretty darn good defense. This might be the toughest defense. You know, I know we played Jacksonville at their place, which was a grind. But again, when you look at them, they're top in almost every statistical category, and I mean, they're really good on all three levels. When you look at their D-line, obviously the guy that stands out the most is Everson Griffin. He have 10 sacks and didn't even play last week. Their linebackers are as fast as any linebackers in the league, and they're playmakers. And then they got playmakers on the back end, too, and they've got a lot of experience playing with each other. So up to this point, I feel like it could be our toughest test. And then
for Jared, just negotiating?
Yeah, I think you know, when you look at last week, it was good for us to battle through some adversity. And luckily, our defense played really well in that first half. That kind of kept us in the game. We were able to stick to the game plan. And it's always good to see your offense fight through a little bit of adversity and then come back out in the second half and have some success. But, yeah, you're always looking for a complete, clean game from the quarterback. And so if he could do that this weekend, I think it'd be another great big step.
Have you been surprised at all by the production of Robert Woods, and particularly his speed that he's shown the last couple weeks?
Not surprised. I'll tell you what, though. He's faster than I gave him credit for, even when we were going through, you know, the scouting process. His speed has really shown up these last couple weeks. And, you know, he just looking forward to him continuing to make some great plays for us, because he has been pivotal in both the run and the pass. I mean, and I think a lot of it starts with just his mentality and how he prepares every day. I mean, he's a pro's pro. I've said it a bunch of times about a lot of our guys. I think we have a lot of high-character guys that give great effort. And so I'm excited to see the success he's had here with us.